This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. My name is Mariam Lemu and I'm sharing with you what I'm calling my lecture series. Inshallah, this is going to be the first of two episodes that I'm calling Trust, Belief and Hope. Now, what I have in my hand here is an orange. An orange, a simple orange. And when I pierce this orange, what's supposed to come out of it? If I squeeze it, what comes out of an orange? Is it lemon juice? Is it something sour? Something bitter? Is it something that tastes awful? Something that is smelly? When life squeezes you, what comes out of you? When you go through trials, what happens to you? It often is our nature that when we go through difficult times, we start to get sour, we start to get bitter, we start to get toxic. Unfortunately, even our behavior starts to change. Now, the Prophet ﷺ was squeezed a lot. He went through trials that some of us could only imagine, yet he kept his faith. He never gave up hope. He lost his dad before he was born. He lost his mother at the age of around six. And then after the prophethood, he lost his dear uncle and so many, many more. And then he buried his dear beloved wife and up to five, buried five of his children. Now imagine going through such trials. And if that wasn't enough, he had to endure so many more trials. An example is maybe when he was praying, some people came and poured intestine guts of animals on his back. While he was praying, it was even Fatima that removed it so he could continue his prayer. Yet after the conquest of Makkah, where he had the power to punish, show justice, an eye for an eye, he chose to forgive. And even after people sent assassins to go and kill him and he had to migrate, what would happen? During those days, there were no financial institutions. So a lot of the people there, non-Muslims, pagans, kept their money with him. He decided to ask Sayyidina Ali to stay behind and return their money to them while he left. Can you imagine? Now, what would we do in that kind of situations? There were so many more examples I could share with you. Now, there's a story of an old man who one day came across a cat that was drowning. And he realized that if he continues on his way, that cat is definitely going to die. So what did he do? He decided to try and save it. Now, another man was watching. Each time this man put his hand in the water, this cat would scratch him. He would see blood and so on the old man's hand, yet the man continued. He kept putting his hand in the water and in the well and trying to pull out the cat. And then he's like, "Sir, what are you doing? Leave it. It's scratching you. Let it drown." And the old man ignored him. He continued and making one last effort. He put his hand in the well, pulled out the cat, and the cat just trotted away. Now the old man turned to this other man and he said, "It's in the cat's nature to scratch and bite, but it's in my nature to be kind and helpful." That man did not let what was happening to him change him. He stuck to who he is, his brand. Now when life squeezes you, are you still the same sweet orange? The Prophet ﷺ never ever became resentful, bitter, angry or hateful after going through all those trials. Those never changed him. He stayed true to his brand. It is for us to do the same. It is for us to look at his example and try and emulate him. Now, one way to achieve this is to tell ourselves that no matter what happens to us, we will have a default mode where we connect with certain things, like how would the Prophet behave if he were in this same situation? When you're faced with seeing wrong going on around you, what would you do? When you're faced with temptation, and my God, there's a lot of temptation everywhere around us, how would you react? When faced with maybe a life-threatening illness, a doctor says you have 6 months to live, and then your life will come to an end. What will your reaction be? If you lose your job, how would you react? If you find out that your child is taking drugs, what will you do? Now, this is a difficult one. How do you pre-program yourself to prepare for the death of a loved one? Could it be a parent, a spouse, a sibling and this that I had to put myself through, and it was extremely hard, your children. I actually imagined either one of my two boys lying in front of me, lifeless, and having to say goodbye to them. It was very tough. It was very difficult. But what was the most important part of the exercise was I tried to picture what my reaction would be. How would I react in such a situation? How do I pre-program myself so that when it happens, if it happens, I handle it the right way? Now, there are many difficulties ahead of us, real life situations. We need to always try and make sure we pre-program, but we have a default mode that when this happens, this is how we will react. Now, don't just pre-program yourself for just difficult situations. Do so for what people will know you for, that you will always be known as somebody truthful, honest. That is pre-programming yourself. That is your default mode, that no matter what situation you find yourself in, you'll always do the right thing. I'll always be punctual. I'll always give 110% excellence in everything I do. That is setting a default mode, pre-programming yourself. I'll always be compassionate, comforting. And if I have knowledge, I will share it with humility. That is pre-programming yourself. Now, it's about setting a certain code of conduct as well, that no matter what happens, I will always react in the right manner. It's about what you stand for, what you're made of. Now, let's go through a little exercise here. Now, if you were a box and someone were to read the label of the box to know what the content is before opening it, what will they find out? So, let's have a scenario that I'm about to open a box, and this box is called Jamila. All right, let's find out who Jamila is. Now, Jamila, it says here, is punctual. I love that. She's very hardworking. Jamila is a great listener. Fantastic quality. I love it. However, Jamila gossips and lies occasionally. This Jamila lady. It says here that Jamila is a selfie queen. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. We know there are quite a lot of those out there. And a social media slave. Not sure about that. Jamila is also an ungrateful wife. Subhanallah. And she likes to show off. As I put this box down, it says she's a loving daughter. Well, good for Jamila, but I think we'll put this down. Let's try another box and see what we find out. Now, this box is called Umar. It says Umar is hardworking. He's very friendly. We like Umar. However, oh my goodness, he's a cheating husband. Okay, I know I should drop this box, but he is generous. Not sure about that. He embezzles at work. He cares for the environment. Well, who cares at this point, huh? He prays 5 times a day. And, I knew it. Omar likes to watch pornography occasionally. I think I would rather not open that box if it's okay with everybody. Now, back to you. If you were a box and people opened you, what would they find out? What would they find out inside of you? What is guiding you? What is your code of conduct? What is your default mode? Who are you? Now, it is the consciousness of Allah and the remembrance of Allah that gives us the inner strength to always do the right thing and face the right Qibla. It helps us handle adversity, the challenges. It helps us also resist temptation. And then it helps us lead a meaningful life. It was the Prophet's taqwa that helped him through the trials and guided him through life. Insha'Allah, during the next episode, I will be sharing with you how to develop a strong taqwa. And if you found this useful so far, I ask you, please pass it on, and looking forward to having you back. Assalamu alaikum.